In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Cristina, and let's start collecting picture memories. In February 2023, I got the pleasure and the honor to be part of the Ice Camp group with the Ice Camp crew with Jesse Itzler. So I think I shared that with you already, but we went in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota to cold plunge in a nice lake and do sauna, alternating sauna and cold plunges. And while we were there with him, he gave us a speech. Like, the best part is listening to him talking all the time. Whenever he opens his mouth, it's like, oh my, let me listen. And he said, you need to plan some experiences during the year, because then you're going to have something to bring to the table and share with people, and you can make their life better because you are a better person. You have so much memories and experiences that it's part of you. You want to be that person. You want to be the one who has something to say, something interesting to bring to life. And I just realized that I'm going away for my first experience of the year. I'm going to be in Canada with Tony Robbins for a week, so I can't wait for that. But I really want to encourage each one of you who's listening to schedule in your calendar. Like, I buy the huge big ass calendar that Jesse came up with and plan it. Plan experiences that are gonna take you out of your comfort zone, that are gonna give you something, they're gonna make you feel different, they're gonna have you experiencing some different emotions, because otherwise, your life is going to be on autopilot. You're never going to find time to do anything. And the life just goes by. Time passes by. And you're like, what did I do in the past 40 years of my life? Like, where are the experiences? Because during those experiences that I hope you're going to share with other people, they're going to become part of your, like, baggage, like your safe that you're going to take with you and you can share with other people. When I was in Italy recently, like, people say, like, all the time say to me, like, oh my God, tell me what you did. And I'm like, I'm always the one talking. I'm always the one having crazy experiences to share. But it's good to hear also from other people, because you want to get something from them as well. You don't want to always be the one who's, like, out of the norm, who does more than anybody else. Or, like, we can all do it. And then people look at me like, how do you do it? How do you do so many things? And it's just a matter of, like, what do you want to do? Sometimes it's very hard for me as well to be disciplined, to commit to things. But I really find ways of force myself from doing things even when I don't want to do it. Because I still take English pronunciation classes. I still take Spanish classes. I talk to my personal coach and then my business coach. And then I have a personal trainer. And then I have the astrologer I consult every month. But you find time if you want to do things. I wake up at 6 if I have English classes. And same thing for Spanish. I put it on Sunday morning or at night, 8:30 or 9. Instead of sitting on the couch, I just book the class so I know that I do it. And the last thing that I did that I loved with one of my English teacher, she was actually on the podcast before. One Saturday I had a class with her, and then I like, oh my God, Anna, now when I'm done with you, I have to work, but I know that I'm not going to stay here focusing on working. I just get distracted all the time. I would really love somebody sitting next to me so it would keep me company and I would keep working for hours. I would not move from this table. I would just need somebody sitting here with me because I feel lonely. And she goes, oh my God, I feel the same way. We should do it together. And she goes, like, I have another class for half hour, but then I'm free for another couple of hours. We could do it together. So we actually stayed live on Zoom for 2 or 3 hours. like she was working on her stuff, I was working on my stuff, and then after 1 hour she goes like, break, you need to walk around the kitchen, get something to drink, and then we regroup and we start, but we need to stretch a little bit. And it was so good, like it was so fun. That's why I truly believe, like, in connecting with people and sharing things with people. We grow together. We can get something out of each other all the time. I also experienced, like, recently with one of my employees. She comes to the one-on-one meeting and she goes like, oh my God, you're so inspiring to me. All the time I listen to the podcast that you do so many things. You did so many things in your life. And look at me. I'm like 50 years old. I wasted my life. I didn't do anything good. I don't know how to handle money. I don't know. I want to open my business. But I'm like, wait. So I said, I'll help you. Just, she wants to learn English. I'm setting up the account for her to take English classes. And about money, I'm like, you are better than you think you are. So I gave her a book to read. She read it in one night. Like one night she finished the book. And then we sat down for dinner one night after work and she told me all the books that she read. And she read most of the books that I read. And I'm like, you, it's not true that you don't know how to handle money. You just think that you're not good at it because maybe you want to do different or you want to do better. But it's not true. But I was so surprised by what she read already. Because you're from somebody who says like, oh, I don't know how to handle money. You're like, for sure you didn't read these books. And she did. So I'm so fascinated about talking to people and getting to know what they did, their story, their struggle, the way they think, so I can help them. And then I really wish you can all do some experiences, like crazy experiences, because this is what actually going to change your life, like all the time. For all the events I've attended, all the lessons that I learned from people talking and sharing their experiences, even listening to audio recordings from great people, don't miss the opportunity to do something different. Like, get out of your comfort zone and you're going to love it. Every time that you feel uncomfortable, you should be grateful for it, because it's from the pain that you learn something, that you get something. It's not from happiness. Happiness is a great thing, but it doesn't allow you to grow. So you want to be outside of your comfort zone a little bit, and then you're going to end up in a crazy ice lake in Minnesota, and it's the best experience you've ever done in your life. You never know. Just try, guys. Try to do something weird, something different, something exciting. Schedule it. Because otherwise life is going to take over and it's going to pass by and there's no time left to do it. Do it. Hey, podcast family. If you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below, and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.